Across New York State on Sunday, caravans of decorated cars paraded streets showing support for farm workers and food chain workers. As WXXI's Noelle Evans reports, the festive celebrations mark a troubling reality for undocumented essential workers.
Gabriela Quintanilla is the Western New York coordinator with the Rural and Migrant Ministry. She's in her car in SOTUS, preparing for the caravan to start.
We're asking for access to childcare for food chain workers, financial relief for undocumented workers, and health and safety regulations for all workers on the job, especially farm workers.
About 25 cars are joining her. Quintanilla says that while the organization has been in conversation with the governor for 2 months, they haven't made enough progress for undocumented farm workers.
All that we've gotten so far is just a set of guidelines that have been sent to the different farms around New York State, but there's no protocol for implementation.
In Cayuga County, she says that dairy farmers have fallen sick, and at least one person has died of the coronavirus. While nonprofits have offered some relief to essential workers who did not qualify for stimulus checks because they are not U.S. citizens, she says the state needs to act to protect workers. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.